听力课堂，听 class.com。
Part 3. Part 3, questions 23 to 30. You'll hear part of a conversation between two company employees, a woman called Rose and a man called Stephen. For each question 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. After you have listened once, reply to recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Well, I definitely agree with you, Rose, that the suggestion scheme is a good idea.
Good.
And it's got the MD support, which is crucial, of course.
Yes, well, I'm pleased because, well, I've been seeing this scheme in our companies. They do seem to be valuable, you know, worth setting up.
I suppose because they push profits up.
Yeah, well, not exactly. I mean, yes, ultimately that can happen, but it's more than if you get an efficient scheme going when it runs well. Then the real advantage is people feel more involved, that they matter more, see? Get more energy about the place.
I see what you mean. Okay, so when we get the suggestions in, how do we start? I guess we check out viability, if it's worth going ahead.
Certainly you've got to be seen to respond, but actually the fifth thing, crucially, to acknowledge it. I'd have thought we could use a noteboard for that. Put the suggestions on it so people see immediately that they go somewhere.
Right. Is there anyone who can't be involved, do you think? I was thinking that the assistants maybe shouldn't...
Oh, no. They should have a say. Some of their ideas could be useful, and it's important for them to feel more involved. I was wondering about the directors and so on, because there's a danger.
That their ideas would seem like orders?
Absolutely. Mind you, I think we can set the things up so that all ideas are be to judged as ideas, regardless of the level they come from.
Okay, but I do think, whatever level they are at, that I'm not sure about including the research and development people.
I think you've got a point there. Yes, I mean, R&D could be setting their own agenda because they could just end up putting forward existing ideas and then getting extra for them.
Yes, we have to make sure that that can't happen. Right, so how should we do the rewards? I was thinking of a proportion of benefit award we know. I mean, assuming the idea runs.
Oh, yes. Obviously, only the ones put into action will get. So, well, it will depend on when we can get the benefit coming in. I suppose, say, 2 years would or we could pay.
I don't think we can predict the time. It depends on too many factors. Why don't we just say we estimate the value of the idea in terms of worth to the company and pay a proportion of that right away?
So a fifth, for example.
Sounds reasonable. And we'll work out the time scale later.
What matters now, I think, is to get the idea over to people that it's something they'd have found doing.
More chance of promotion.
But we can't make any promises. I'm not even that keen on profit or sales margins here. Just say an idea that they feel good if they come up with the new ideas. But then we really don't know exactly what it is going to lead us. It might really vary from office to office.
Let's start with head office, shall we? Or one of the regions?
Well, we've got to start somewhere. How about Western Branch office?
And then spread to everywhere else later.
Right. Now, how are they going to get their suggestions to us?
However they want.
What? Even by phone?
I see what you mean. Could be pretty disruptive.
If we get a lot or memos.
Would be good. They are simple and direct. In a box, maybe, in reception.
But then we'll be putting off any people who don't go in there.
Okay. They can send them to us then. Well, I hope this is going to work.
Bound to. It's not a question of the whether it works, but how well. We need to evaluate, of course, for the board. They want to know how much money we think we are saving.
But I don't think we'll know that exactly for some time yet.
They seem for quality issues, too.
We could just give an initial report on how many ideas we received in the first month or something like that.
That's the most realistic game. There should be enough to start with.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. That is the end of the test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.